Tethys Oil, this cold February morning, where we address you from Stockholm. 12th February 2018, time for the Q4 12th February 2019, sorry, but we talk about what happened in the last quarter 2018, sorry. And on the page, we actually see a photograph from the successful seismic campaign that we conducted during the fourth quarter 2018 in Block 49 onshore Oman. The turning page to the Q4 18 highlights, we are proud and delighted to present some very strong numbers in all categories, with record income, record EBITDA, and a record operating result. And actually an EBITDA well in excess of $100 million for the full year 2018. Indeed, a very, very strong year from the financial side. Production in the quarter, reasonably steady, just under 12,000 barrels a day. Average selling price, as you all know, fourth quarter saw the highest oil price since 2014 at $77+ per barrel for us. It come down a bit since then, but as is evident from previous quarters during 2018, we make very good cash flow and money also at prices, say, at the current levels around $60 per barrel. We continued appraising and putting in production discoveries made in 2017. On the exploration side, it was primarily focused on seismic. And with the proposed seismic program for 2019, we've soon covered all the interesting parts of Block 3 and 4 in seismic, in 3D seismic. Maybe the most interesting number is the 2P reserve replacement ratio, 177%. With a combination of moving contingent resources, but also revising upwards some of our previously producing and earlier producing fields, the Farah and Shahad in particular. And year-end 2018 2P reserves of 25.4 million barrels, the highest 2P number we've ever recorded. And following the strong financials, we propose a distribution to shareholders of an ordinary dividend, same as last year, of 2 crowns per share, but also an extraordinary distribution of 6 crowns per share, which is an addition of 2 crowns more than we did last year. So let's delve into some detail behind the numbers. On page 3, we have a map of Oman, which of course is by far our core area. More than 99% of activities relate to Oman. And what we've left in Lithuania is a small production from the Gardstein license onshore Lithuania. Production, of course, is in Blocks 3 and 4, where we have our production, and in Block 49, where we have 100% interest that we operate, and where we just concluded the 3D and 2D seismic campaign, and we'll be focusing on mapping and interpreting that seismic data during the first half of this year. More detail on the distribution. As you can see, the dividend yield at announcement for 2019, a good 11%. And this is, of course, backed up by our extremely strong financials. But we are very happy to remind our investors that over the last 4 years, we have actually distributed more than $50 million to shareholders while increasing reserves and growing the company. And this year, we distributed $30 million while maintaining a healthy cash balance, both for internal growth, but also to enable possible new projects if we should find any such that we would like to get involved in. Page 5, reserves and resources. Pretty much of themselves. We closed the year at 25 million barrels of 2P, 35 million of 3P, and 60 million of 1P, 16.7 million, all being record numbers in their respective categories. The additions and revisions of the 2P number, the 7.6 million barrels, relate partly, about 4 million barrels, to the appraisal of the 2017 discoveries, the Samha, Ulfa, and Irfan fields, but also close to 4 million barrels from revisions Shahad and Farazal. So there certainly still lies in our mature assets, and we have an additional 12 million barrels of 2C relating to the 2017 discoveries. And let me here just remind you that we saw some delays in the appraisal development of the 2017 discoveries, resulting in the Ulfa field early production system not being in, up and running until late December, which did affect the data we needed to mature more contingent resources into reserves. Obviously, that process is now continuing, and we have every reason to be optimistic about maturing more of those 12 million barrels of 2C into reserves in 2019. I should also point out that apart from seismic, we saw very little exploration drilling in 2018. Only one well, actually, and that was the Tibian well, which found the small Tibian field, which is now hooked up as a satellite field to Shahad. Exploration drilling otherwise didn't really start until December, and we have currently two exploration wells ongoing where we expect the results during the first quarter of 2019. So the lack of increase in 2C for 2018 has very much to do with that we actually didn't try. One well was drilled, that came in, and other wells we have results pending during the first quarter of 2019. Looking a little bit more at the big picture on page 6, development of reserves, we clearly see the trend that for as much as we produce, we have actually, between 2010 until end 2018, produced 22.9 million barrels of oil, and we still have 2P reserves more than that, let alone 3P reserves, which stand at 35.9. in addition to 3C resources of 24.8. So I'd certainly argue that we have strong growth potential, both from existing production, from new, from discoveries in 2017 that are now fully fledged fields, and from the exploration potential in within the blocks. And actually, in 2014, we had 25 million barrels of 3P reserves. That number has now turned into a 2P number, with strong addition, of course, so we hope to move resources and 3P into the 2P category. On the production, as you can see on slide number 7, it's been very stable, just below 12,000 barrels of oil per day. We've guided for 2019, the lower bound of 12,000 up to 13,000 on average for the year. That has got very much to do with the Ulfa early production system now being commissioned and ongoing. Production has been stable, and at oil prices we've seen over the last couple of years, that has given us a steady cash flow both to distribute to shareholders and continue the investment programs in both 49 and Locks 3 and 4. On that basis, I'd like to turn page to page number 8, where I'd like to turn hand the floor over to our CFO, Jesper Alm, who will comment a little bit more detail on the numbers for the quarter. Jesper, please go ahead.
Thank you, Magnus, and good morning, everyone. Production on slide 8. Well, if the previous slide showed how stable the production has been, slide 8 covers a longer time period, and we can show the same stability over the past 3 years on the left side of the slide, and obviously also over the five quarters. The full year average production for 2018 was 11,800 barrels of oil per day, and we have now guided for 2019 of a production between 12 and 13. Turning page to page nine, which is the average price per barrel. We've seen an increasing trend over the past 5 quarters, with the fourth quarter coming in at very close to $78 per barrel. We know that based on our effective 2-month lag to spot prices, and we know the spot market currently, we can expect a downturn in Q1 as a result of that. But we will be still within the with healthy selling prices. Moving on to page 10, revenue and other income. We report the best quarter out of the past five, with revenue and other income of $44 million and the full year of $157 million. The quarter is up 5% compared to Q3, and that's a result of increased production and increased oil prices. Continuing to slide 11, expenses. We saw slightly higher OpEx during Q4, which is due to the commissioning of the Ulfa EPF, which has increased the staffing and equipment rental, and we see continued higher energy costs during the fourth quarter. Administrative expenses were slightly higher than Q3, and that is in part due to our work as operator on Block 49, which results in projects and staffing increases, but also that we are moving office in Muscat with certain one-off costs related to that. OpEx and netback on slide 12. Q4 was our strongest netback during the five-quarter period, with a netback of $29 per barrel, and we had OpEx per barrel of $11.1. EBITDA, slide 13. Well, the full year in excess of $100 million, and Q4 of very close to $31 million, which is up 2% compared to Q3, and we have an EBITDA margin of close to 70%. Moving over to balance sheet, slide 14. And what has all these operations resulted in? Well, it has resulted in a net cash position at year-end of $73 million. We generated $13 million during the quarter. Of that, $3.7 million was distributed in the second tranche of the 2018 dividend. To put the cash position in relation to the proposed distribution, the distribution that is being proposed amounts to roughly $30 million for the year, so we will still have sufficient resources, as Magnus mentioned, for business development should we find something that we find attractive. On the investments, slide 15, we saw a steady quarter on blocks three and four, but we carried out a seismic acquisition campaign on Block 49, which raised the investments to $16 million for the quarter. The full year investments, 2018, was $56 million, and we're now guiding for investments during 2019 of between $50 million and $55 million. So what did we get for those monies invested? We completed six wells on slide 16. We completed six wells, which is below the average for the year, but as we have said before, exploration wells normally take longer, and we spudded two exploration wells in Q4. So there is no change in our efforts and the spending in Q4, but we had a lower number of wells completed during the quarter, and we'll see the result of that in Q1. With that, I hand the microphone back to Magnus. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jesper. Some strong and interesting numbers. So, turning a little bit more into the work program and what we actually did with more detail with the money in 2018. Let me draw your attention to slide 17, the Erfan prospect, now the Erfan oil field. Drilled in first quarter 2017, started in December or December 2016. A nice discovery, as you can see from the slide here. It's a well-defined, fault-controlled field, carbonates. We are looking at both Buah and Khufai, our main carbonate producers in Block 4. Appraisal has gone well, and we are now run up to four wells put into the Erfan structure. It's been hooked up to the Saiwan East field, whereas the Saiwan East field, which has been in production since 2010, declines. The Erfan production is a welcome contribution to maintaining that facility in good order. We expect to, of course, see more production from Erfan, and we will continue to with the field development and also to further understand the field. But it's now in production and contributing to the production we've seen in 2019. Turning to page 18, we have the Ulfa structure. Also well-defined, not as faulty as some of the things we see in Blocks 3. Discovered in second quarter of 2017. We now have five wells and a sixth well drilling in a very successful drilling campaign to appraise and develop the field. Too much oil to be able to handle through existing facilities, and thus an Ulfa facility was put in place in 2018, and it took longer than expected. And here's a lot key both to production remaining stable as it did for most of 2018, but also affecting, of course, both the Ulfa and Sama fields, and that we didn't get enough data to move more of the resource base into reserves. But now up and running in the Ulfa EPF. And the same goes with number nine, slide 19, the Sama field. Slightly smaller, actually very well-defined from seismic, also very homogeneous. It's not always the case with carbonates, carbonate reservoir. Three wells in, appraisal development continuing, but hooked up and contributing to the Ulfa EPF. Also here, we expect dynamic data to offer us the opportunity to move some of the resources relating to Sama into the reserves category during 2019. And on that note, let's turn to slide 20, which is a mainstay of these presentations, and which shows blocks 3 and 4 within the orange boundaries. And typically what we have been seeing over the years and months is the seismic coverage along the main fairways and trend lines increasing. And what you see in the dark blue is what we did in 2017-18. And we will continue to do seismic in 2019. And then soon we will have covered all of the interesting areas of the blocks. And we don't lack for opportunity. In 18, as I mentioned before, we did one exploration well only. But so far, we have more than 25 leads and prospects currently mapped, several of those in the areas where we shot seismic in 2018. And two exploration wells currently drilling, three additional scheduled for 2019. We should see a lot more exploration drilling activity in 2019. Also, we should comment the southeastern corner of Block 4, where we did the Luja 1 well, almost a stratigraphic well where we wanted the information of what's actually down there. It looked quite good for a period here. We've got live oil samples, but no flows. What we have shown conclusively is that there is an active petroleum system also in the southern part of Block 4, and there is no shortage of prospects. So the Luja 1, results of the Luja 1 well will be very carefully analyzed. And, of course, we hope to see more exploratory drilling in this part of Block 4 later on in the life of the project. Turning to 21, just a little bit of a highlight on the two exploration wells that are currently in progress. One is about 10 kilometers northeast of Ulfa, and it's a Ulfa Sama analogy well. We should have the results during the current quarter, and hopefully, of course, we'll see something interesting. And on the other side, the Farah South field, we are looking at a slightly different prospect, and also in an area where we haven't actually drilled before and don't really have that much information. It's a higher risk well, but of course it could yield some interesting information also. And we should know, hopefully, within the next, during the quarter, I hope we should have the results from these two wells. So from an exploration side, exploratory drilling has really started off on a high note so far this year. No results yet, but at least we are drilling. So, turning to slide 22 and block 49, our 100% owned and operated block, signed in November 2017. EPSA regime, large block, 15,000 square kilometers, lot of 2D seismic primarily. Nine wells gave us a fair amount of information and importantly also oil shows. We have fine-tuned the geological model. We have reprocessed seismic, and we have also conducted two seismic campaigns in the northern part of the block. And that's, of course, where we will focus our efforts for the next couple of months, with the aim to process and interpret these areas. And hopefully, of course, we'll find some interesting pre-level prospects. We know more within the next 4 or 5 months, and we will also prepare for exploratory drilling. And if we find something, of course, we will be eager to drill it as soon as we can. If we find any prospect worth drilling, that is. So to sum up, slide 24, some record financial numbers, extremely strong cash flow generation, strong reserve replacement ratio, with the highest reserve numbers ever in the company's history, strong resource base, increased focus on exploratory drilling in 2019 to increase, of course, both reserves and resources while we mature the known discoveries from resources into reserves, interesting activity in Block 49, a production guided to 12,000 to 13,000 barrels. That would give us a proven cash flow at current oil prices, and investments in the $50 to $55 million range, which is not too far off what we have been doing over the last couple of years. And based on the strong financial performance, of course, we wish to distribute cash to our shareholders, while, given that we had $70 million plus in the bank at the end of December, we will still have a very healthy cash position that we can use for investments, for our investments, of course, but also to chase other opportunities should such materialize and should we have the opportunity to actually acquire them or join other projects, possibly in new EPSAs or new blocks. We'll see what happens. We look forward to a very exciting 2019 based on our strong position. And we are now more than happy to take your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question for the speakers, please press 01 on your telephone keypad and you'll enter a queue. After you're announced, please ask your question. Once again, to register for a question, it's 01 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Tara Coley from Press Energy. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hi, guys. Thanks for that, and well done on your results. Very encouraging. Just a couple from me. Well, can you guide at all on the CapEx split between Blocks 3 and 4 and 49? Obviously, I expect the majority of it 3 and 4, but any colour on that would be helpful. And also, other than the two wells that you're currently drilling, where do you expect the focus to be of potentially three more wells on top of that for exploration? Thank you.
Yes, but you want to do the CapEx guidance?
I can do that. by referring to the press release on the investment guidance, you can see that the work program described for Block 49 is primarily related to processing and interpreting the acquired seismic. So there is no seismic acquisition campaign, and we say that preparations for exploration drilling will be carried out. So based on that, you can expect the majority of the guidance to be related to Blocks 3 and 4.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jesper. Yes, and always love to talk about the exploration potential of these magnificent blocks. Say that we are hoping to drill at least another three wells of an exploratory nature during the year. Where they'll actually happen, we depend on results, depend on new seismic, depend on the ongoing mapping of the seismic that we completed last year. But I think it's fair to say that we'll be looking at a mixture between near field and far field wells, where we hope, of course, both to drill up near field prospects of lower risk nature, but also to do a few far field ones to test, see how far the fairway actually progresses, and also to see if we can come up with some additional concepts to what we've already shown to play here. So I would say a fairly mixed bag with hopefully some interesting results.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Carl Fredrik Schjød-Pedersen from ABG Sundal Collier. Please go ahead, your line is now open.
Hi guys, congratulations on a strong quarter and also positive distribution of cash to shareholders. Just a question on the production guidance. How would it look throughout the year? Is it going to be back-end loaded, or the higher end of the guidance, is that a back-end loaded level, or is it so that we should assume 12 to 13 to be the average for all the quarters throughout the year? Also, in terms of the CapEx allocation, how would that phasing look like?
Okay, thank you, Jesper. I think this is very much your area.
Well, I'll start with the CapEx phasing over the year.
Block 3 and 4, where the majority of the investments will be made, it is evenly distributed throughout the year, as our history would indicate as well. And on Block 49, we do not have any major investment drivers such as seismic acquisition or drilling, as described in the press release. So you could assume that both projects will have a fairly even profile over the year.
Okay, thank you. And in terms of the production,
what's your question on the production?
The question on the production is it's a slight step up from current production level. So the question is that something that you missed we should see in the beginning of the year, or is this a ramp up throughout the year, and how would then the exit rate for 2019 look like?
Okay. So what we've guided is that we expect the average for the year to come in somewhere between 12 and 13,000. And we haven't really given that much detail as to how we see it come about. But as you saw last year, we were quite on a quite even keel. And depending on how the year opens up, we should be able to give a more detailed guidance for how the year will play out later in the year. But for now, let's just focus on we expect to have the year or finish the year somewhere between 12 and 13,000 on average. Okay, without giving more detail at this stage.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you do have any questions for the speakers, it's 01 on your telephone keypad. And the next question comes from the line of Johan Spetz from Pareto Securities. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Thank you. Good morning, Magnus and Jesper. And yes, strong fourth quarter indeed. Congratulations on that. Two questions on my end. Firstly, a follow-up on the production guidance. Are you able to provide any indication on what the contribution is from the 2017 discoveries into that new guidance range for 2019?
I think clearly some of the fields that have been in production since 2010-11 are in decline, and there is the new production from the 17 discoveries is certainly compensating for that. Exact numbers, I don't think we are in a position to give at this stage. We will, of course, continue our monthly production reports, where you'll be able to follow how the production evolves. But at this stage, I don't think we are in a position to give detailed breakdown on respective fields, more than the general comment.
Okay. And then, of course, you had a potential acquisition lined up around the turn of the year here that unfortunately didn't go through. So I would be assuming that given your very strong financial position, you would be definitely screening for potential new acquisitions here during 2019. Should we think about those primarily being production assets that you're looking at, or could you be looking at more sort of development projects as well?
You're quite right. I mean, we are slightly disappointed that we were not able to complete the proposed transaction. However, of course, we are flattered that there were others with similar ideas. And as far as what we're looking at, I mean, we of course, we'll be looking at adding value, obviously. And I think we would be open to the full range from as long as we don't take too much risk on the money we spend. This is the mantra we have been running for years now. But typically, I mean, we could probably do some more exploration as long as we don't have to spend too much money up front. We could spend more money on development, and we could certainly also look at production and producing assets. We have a pretty open mind, really, just to try and make as good a deal as possible when and if one materializes. So the full spectrum is possible, bearing in mind that we want to limit the financial risk.
Sure. No, that makes total sense. And in terms of geographies, I know in the past, of course, you've been open to going outside of Oman as well. Of course, you have a very strong standing in Oman. How's what's your most recent thinking around that?
Little has changed there also. I mean, we like Oman very, very much, and after 10 years or more than 10 years in country, we feel we have an element of a comparative advantage. We have seen, though, of course, that Oman has become more in focus of other oil companies over the last years. We have seen several strong entrants in the latest bid rounds, which is both flattering, of course, but could also create an element of competition. But we are carefully eyeing opportunities in Oman, and we are also looking at Jadwa in particular within the MENA region. It's a geology, it's a culture we feel comfortable with, and we'd like to capitalize on that.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from me. Thanks.
Thank you. And as we have no more questions registered, I now hand back to our speakers for any closing comments.
On that note, thank you so much for listening. I sincerely hope you will stay with us, and I hope we can present a very interesting report for the first quarter 2019. So please listen again on the 7th of May this year. Thank you very much.